This is the Clarion Report, watching, reporting and counteracting global terrorism.
Mayor Rusvetsky, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
So we've been, of course, chatting to Major David Katz around the Iranian situation, very, very troubling as the pressure in that area increases. But we're also seeing a lot of pressure across the pond in the United States with regard to some of the Democrats who are voicing more and more anti-Israel sentiment. Ilhan Omar recently backing a BDS type of legislation, and of course that legislation comparing using language that compares Israel's actions to that of Nazi Germany. What is really going on there?
This is a really interesting situation that we have there. Well, I think that we have these new Democrats that are on the far left, and especially Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib come from Islamist background. Look at who their backers are and who their friends are. Let's just talk about Rashida Tlaib to begin with. He has a laundry list of the biggest Hezbollah supporters that she is friends with, that she invited to her inauguration. We have lots of material about that on Clarion Project that you can look up. Ilhan Omar comes from Somalia. Now, I don't know if anybody saw the recent article by Ayan Hirsi Ali, also from Somalia, about what it's like growing up there and the anti-Jewish sentiment. Did you happen to see this piece?
No, I didn't, actually.
So it's really fascinating, and it's quite shocking because, of course, none of us grew up like this. But it's like from a time that a child is born, a small baby, anything that goes wrong with the child, with the village, with the grocery store, the city, the mayor, everything is blamed on the Jews. Believe it or not. You know, a child gets a bad grade in school, it's because of the Jews. This is what Ayan Hirsi Ali outlines in her article.
Incredible.
The Jews are just the scapegoat. So when you're steeped in that kind of anti-Semitism, it colors everything. And then she has all these Islamist ties. So put that together with the Islamist anti-Semitism, which is a huge phenomenon all over the Muslim world, unfortunately, and this is what you get, this irrational feelings about the state of Israel. And unfortunately, this is the new norm in the Democrat Party, and you see all of the candidates now are afraid to come out and be pro-Israel because these people have pulled them so far over. And of course, you know, anything that Trump does, they have to do the opposite. So Trump is very pro-Israel. They're going to be very, very anti-Israel. It doesn't matter right now.
So do you think a trip to Israel could work at all in bringing balance back to the Democratic Party or to these two that are so aggressively anti-Israel?
I think it's going to be a big disaster personally, because the Palestinians have a way of really being able to take over the narrative and change history and skew everything. I mean, we've seen this from day one, but if you remember, Yasser Arafat and how, he characterized, the Jewish people, how he characterized even Jesus. I mean, it was unbelievable. This whole myth that Jesus was a Palestinian and all this kind of stuff that Linda Sasour pushing out last week. I mean, last month, maybe. This started with Arafat. So I don't think that we're going to have anything good come out of this visit.
Really,
at all.
Really, really incredible. Do you think that the Democrats, the moderate or conventional Democrats will have eventually find their voice and push back against this type of prejudice?
That's a very, very good question. I think that there is so much irrational hatred of Trump that they, right now, that they're all willing to go out on a limb for these left-wing Democrats. And they're out of their league in this world. They're out of their league in terms of social media. They're out of their league in terms of, of, of thinking that they have to go this way to save their political skin. And so I think what's going to happen is that all the swing voters are not going to be voting for these radical left-wing Democrats, the ones that, you know, want to decriminalize immigration and open borders and all the health care for, you know, every immigrant, when everyday Americans are struggling. And I think that you're going to see this at the polls, and I don't think that they're going to be very happy. And who knows what's going to be if these moderate Democrats are going to have any backbone, but it's not going to happen before 2020. That's for sure.
Really, really frightening indeed. That's Mayra Swirsky from the Clarion Project. Thank you, as always, for your incredibly interesting input. It is 8:52.
Bar-Ilan University National School delivers a wide variety of summer and degree programs instructed fully in English. Located in metropolitan Tel Aviv, Bar-Ilan University is ranked among the world's leading universities and was also awarded as Israel's most beautiful university campus. The International School Student Services Center provides full support, answering to the special needs of students from abroad. Be part of the success story. Be you at BRU. www.briuinternational.com.